I'm Mark Brazell, and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. Next Friday and Saturday in Washington Park in downtown Cincinnati, the inaugural Cincinnati Food and Wine Classic will take place. 2 days filled with the best food and drink that Cincinnati has to offer. The event is the brainchild of the ladies joining me in the studio today to provide you with a preview. City Stories media co-directors and founders of the Food and Wine Classic, Courtney Satoris and Donna Kovret, along with Kathleen Norris from Urban Fast Forward, who's been an advisor for the Food and Wine Classic. Courtney, Donna, Kathleen, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you. Hi.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, I know from talking to you, Donna, I heard this little murmur about something that might be happening in the future a little while back. What happened to bring this Food and Wine Classic to life with between you and Courtney, and how long has that been going on?
We started a year ago, I guess.
Yep.
Wasn't it?
That was a year ago.
Gosh, almost exactly a year ago. And we had had this idea to, I guess, try to shine a light on Cincinnati's culinary community, which we thought deserved a little bit more in the national spotlight than it was getting. We just felt like it was our time to shine. And we started laying the groundwork for it just through research and then reaching out to people that were in the community already in development and had done all of this before, Kathleen being one. Not putting a festival together before, but I mean having built the culinary community. So, sorry.
So, Courtney, I mean, you know, which came first? You know, her thought, your thoughts,
and
what do you, know? What do you...
Donna, as many people know, was the dining editor of Cincinnati Magazine, and so she came to me about a year ago with an idea to create this festival, and I jumped on board immediately. I thought it sounded like such a fascinating project, something so good for the city. As Donna said, we've always talked about it as kind of a flyover zone for the Midwest outside of Chicago. We've got a great dining scene, actually a dining scene that compares to other big cities around. I mean, Louisville, Lexington, Columbus. So we're really proud of the dining scene. So when she came to me, I said, of course, and we began work.
And Kathleen, when you got dragged in, when they brought up this idea and said, you know, we could do this, you know, what was your reaction?
You know, I've always been annoyed. I think we're really too Midwestern modest about our dining scene. And
there you
go.
And
I look at other cities, and I see that they're getting promotion in national publications and on blogs, and I think to myself, wait a minute, they're not as good as Cincinnati. We have a fantastic dining scene, and it's really grown in the last 10 years. And it's grown not only in available restaurants and talented chefs, but it's grown in more and more discerning customers. So I think the time is right for this.
Well, of course, for decades, the Maisonette was the standard, and pretty much what Cincinnati was known for when it came to food. But these days, it has moved and progressed so much since it closed. Talk about the evolution, because here with the revitalization of Over the Rhine and new restaurants and new chefs coming in, Donna, you know, how has it evolved? Because I know you've been pretty intimate with it through all the years and your work in your former life at Cincinnati Magazine, looking at the food of our city.
Well, it's gone from special occasion, I think, to dining, which occasionally, one of the biggest things for me that I noticed, and maybe Kathleen, who's had such a great hand in developing a lot of these restaurants over the years, one of the things for me is that I noticed that the demographics of diners have changed. It used to be, I think, like kind of 35 and 40 and up, very special occasion. I'm amazed at how many 20-year-olds and 20-somethings and 30-somethings are out there really plugged into the dining scene and really engaged and supporting and enthusiastic about it. So that's one of the biggest shifts. Also, it's gone from more formal to more casual. There's more affordable food. Prices have kind of come down in many ways, I think. Do you think so, Kathleen?
I think they've come down, but then again, I think they haven't. And I think people's willingness to spend a little more for a great night out has gone up. The two largest segments of society anymore are the baby boomers and the millennials. And the baby boomers, the empty nest baby boomers, eat out about three times a week. It might be Bob Evans. I talked to a friend recently who said, I'd go to Bob Evans more. I love their meatloaf, but my wife wants a glass of wine. So just a tip to Bob Evans, if you're listening, you could have my friend Betsy there more often if you'd be serving a little wine. But I agree, they have great meatloaf. But it's that. It's we don't want to cook. It's that we've found a place we love. Right. It's that there's a place on the corner near the house that we can walk to. So I think there's a lot of that going on. And then I think that the young professionals, the ones who haven't started their families yet, dining out is where they meet their friends.
Well, as it's been evolving and growing, you know, there are festivals that celebrate some food or celebrate the wine or have wine. But what do you think, as you were putting this together, Courtney, what did you think would set the Food and Wine Classic apart from any of the other opportunities that we have?
Right. Well, opportunities and other festivals that are already great in the city. Don and I wanted to do something that was different, something that highlighted the very best of our city. So we have a curated sort of lineup going on at the Cincinnati Food and Wine Classic. We've got two giant grand tastings that we're really excited about, one on Friday evening and one on Saturday evening. But one of the major distinctions that we've tried to make is that we have two interactive kitchens, custom kitchens built at Washington Park, one through U.S. Food. It's a mobile kitchen shipped from Chicago, and another through, it's a Sub-Zero Wolf kitchen. So we're going to be doing demos and chef competitions. So all day long on Saturday, you're going to be able to taste all these things that are out of town and local chefs are creating for you. Watch what they're doing. Eat as you watch. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're talking about the inaugural Cincinnati Food and Wine Classic taking place next weekend in Cincinnati. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 513-419-7100 or email us talk@wvxu.org. And you touched on it, Courtney, demonstrations and so much else going on.
Right.
Lay out what's happening at the festival beginning on, Friday. What happens Friday and how is it different from what's happening on Saturday?
Well, Friday on the 12th, we have it's a grand tasting. So it starts at 6:30 and it goes to 9:30. And part of it is dedicated to what is the first annual pork chopped competition, which a selection of our chefs will be competing all with inspired pork dishes. And we'll have top critics coming from all over the country to judge their dishes. So Andrew Knowlton, who's a restaurant critic from Bon Appetit, Keith Pandolfi, senior editor at Savour Magazine, and Francis Lamb, who is a top chef master's judge. So they're coming from New York City to kind of experience Cincinnati, and they'll be judging that competition. And then we have late night after parties that night. The next day starts on Saturday with the demos and competitions I was talking about, and it all concludes with another grand tasting. So when you get into the grand tasting, no need to get out your wallet. It's you buy the ticket, you're in, and it's over 40 sips and samples all night long, and then another succession of after parties.
Well, I was going to ask how that the grand tastings work. I know at a wine at the International Wine Festival, what a grand tasting's like. So, what will it be like? Sips and bites? Is that what it is?
It's like a dine around. I mean, I think that's the best way to kind of think about it. Under a big tent on the main green at Washington Park, the beautiful music hall as a backdrop, and 40 tables, basically, from top chefs. We picked and selected and invited all of them. Some of them are local. In fact, a lot of them are, but there's also some coming in from other cities. And then vintners, winemakers. We have Juan Muga coming in from Spain, who's the largest winemaker, I think, in the Rioja region. So he'll be pouring, you know, his own wines. That's a pretty big deal. And craft brewers. It's really, like Courtney said, it's like one price at the door, and then it is strap on the feed bag and go. One of the things you asked a moment ago, Mark, of what kind of makes our, you know, distinguishes our festival from others. We did look at other successful models like this around the country, Portland and Austin, Charleston, South Beach. They all have really incredible food and wine festivals. And we kind of cherry-picked some ideas, but we really wanted to give Cincinnati's own flavor. That's how we came up with Pork Chopped Competition. Another one is a competition going on in the main stage, the Great Big Kitchen, on Saturday called Get a Superstar, where three teams of two chefs each, you know, going in kind of chopped style, if you're familiar with that show, with Geta as the ingredient. And Keith Pandolfi from Savour Magazine is hosting that one. And then we'll have judges. So Jeff Ruby is a judge. Len Blay, who is the owner of Averill's, one of the best butchers in town. And Dan Wright, who owns Senate Abigail Street in the upcoming Pontiac restaurant. Gosh, I miss anything?
You miss so much, but I know. We need more time.
I know.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Kathleen, you had mentioned earlier that we are far too humble about all the riches that we have here in Cincinnati. And do you feel this will help us, be a little less humble and be able to share all that we have to offer?
I absolutely do. I think what Donna and Courtney have done in bringing in these food critics from all over the country, some of these guys have never been to Cincinnati before, and they're going to get here and they're going to go, wow, I had no idea this was all going on. And isn't that what we always find when people come to Cincinnati? They look around and they think this is the prettiest, friendliest, hippest city I've been to in ages. And it's happening right down in Over the Rhine, which is the best example we have of Cincinnati as a forward-moving city. I think these guys are going to be blown away, and I really think I'm going to absolutely love the moment when I can see that we have knocked their socks off.
Indeed.
You know, that's interesting, Andrew. When I talked to Andrew Knowlton on the phone, Andrew Knowlton is one of the most well-known food critics in the country. He's the restaurant and drinks editor for Bon Appetit. And his restaurant Issue will be out in September when he's here. When I first asked him, he was like, yes. I mean, he was just so excited about coming here. He's only been here once, and it was for like 2 hours. So he's really, really excited about checking out what's happening in the Midwest. It's kind of an untapped market in terms of food writing and food journalism. And it's beginning to get a little more eyes on it. But we didn't want to only celebrate Cincinnati. We really wanted to celebrate kind of the bounty of the Midwest. We're right in an agricultural belt. And we have a great, unique flavor.
2 hours means the Cinnabon at the airport. And I think it's great, but I don't think it really represents our highest and best.
Not at all. Well, you had accused Donna of only touching on it, Courtney, so I'll throw it back into your court because I know there is so much going on. You talk about the demonstrations and the like, and I'm sitting here looking at the Rising Stars brunch, mm-hmm. and there's Revel passes and the VIP Indulge pass.
Right.
And so what are the different types of experiences people can have at the Cincinnati Food and Wine Classic?
We tried to make something available for everybody at a lot of different price ranges. So one of our favorite passes actually is called Saturday Saver. And with a Saturday Saver pass, you can actually get access to all day long on Saturday, which means all those demos, all those competitions, wine tastings, bourbon tastings, all kinds of stuff. And then you conclude that whole experience all day long with that giant grand tasting we're having in the Grand Tasting Pavilion. So that would be the Saturday Saver pass. You can just get the daytime programming if you want. That's fine too. That's a lower price. You can do the whole weekend. You can do the whole weekend and a VIP, which includes an after party. So it's exciting. A lot of our events are selling out. So we think that's really fun to watch. We hope everyone gets a chance to experience it.
I was going to say, yes, that pun intended, Cincinnati seems to have an appetite for the Food and Wine Classic, because I was noticing how many the events, what you had one, the speakeasy in the city,
right.
I believe. And even though it's sold out, I mean, share what that and what happens there.
Well, this one's exciting because no one knows where it's going to be. It's a complete secret, so you need to have the password, which we're revealing right before the event. Well, we made it up.
We know where it is.
Oh, thank heaven.
We'll be
Some
there.
Of us know where it is, yes.
So anyway, it's in an undisclosed location. It's going to have Rheingeist beer, and Ron Wells, who's a really popular bartender from Rookwood, will be doing bathtub gin and stuff like that. So there's lots of cool stuff happening there. It was our first sellout, actually. People were really excited about that one. And then we have a Rising Stars brunch, which is actually the sous chefs and the mixologists that don't always get the limelight and the first attention. They're either sous chefs or they're new to the city. So this Rising Stars brunch at Zula will be featuring those guys. And then, those are kind of the a la carte. We have after parties. One of the ones that we're really excited about is at Jean Robert's table. It's his birthday that day on Friday, so it's an after party on Friday, and he's throwing it out, and it's going to be an amazing little bash.
We're talking about the Cincinnati Food and Wine Classic happening next weekend here in Cincinnati at Washington Park. If you have a question or comment, call us at 513-419-7100. And I wanted to ask about why Washington Park, because I believe in the murmur or little thing I had heard from early on that it was kind of always kind of aimed at Washington Park, which was being revitalized about the time. But, you know, this is becoming the new front lawn for Cincinnati. Did it just make sense to have the classic there?
We wanted to wow people. I mean, we wanted to dazzle some of the people that we were bringing into town. And it has a lot of wow factor. You've got that beautiful, iconic music hall. It's a walkable community. So anybody visiting, whether it's ticket buyers, and we do have ticket buyers that have bought from outside the city. So we have ticket buyers from Indianapolis and Louisville and Lexington and
Ontario.
Cleveland and Ontario, Canada. Like, what?
Wow.
Okay.
It's going international.
Right. And we wanted to drop them into the middle of wow. And I just think Washington Park is wow. So that was a lot of the reason. Because this is our first year and Courtney and I are doing some learning.
I was going to ask about that. How it's gone in this inaugural event.
So we also wanted to be able to keep our arms wrapped around it. And Washington Park has a natural containment, you know, so that we could keep it a little bit smaller and be able to keep our arms wrapped around it. Those were the main reasons, but the wow factor is the real one.
Well, what other challenges have you faced here as you plan for the inaugural Cincinnati Food and Wine Classic, Courtney?
Well, as you can imagine, something like this has just a million moving parts. So, I mean, everything from sales to marketing to logistics to programming to, I mean, it's just gone on and on. And we have a small team. And so we've worn a lot of hats along the way. But I just think Don and I, we were just saying before we came on just how proud we are of all that has happened with such a small team. And I think the reason for that is because this is an event that has been embraced, you know, almost immediately. And so it was an easy sell in a lot of ways. We didn't have to really pitch. The chefs came on immediately. Sponsors were really kind in the beginning. U.S. Foods came on very early and was very excited about it. And I mentioned they're going to have a mobile kitchen. But yeah, there's been some challenges, but nothing that I don't think we can overcome.
Well, I was wondering about inviting the chefs because I've seen the lineup. You already mentioned Jean Robert and Daniel Wright, Michael Paley, Paul Sturkey, Julie Francis, Nate Appleman, Megan Ketover, Nathan, and that's just the beginning of the list.
Really?
Can you wrap that?
I probably could, but I don't sing.
Right,
I can't even sing, even if I'm rapping. But these people jumped on because I know they're very busy and running their own restaurants.
Not only did they jump on, when we started thinking about who to invite from outside the city, one of the first things we did was to reach out to chefs that got their start here.
Oh,
and
yes,
that have their roots here and had, for various reasons, moved on to other venues or cities or establishments. And so we reached out to them and invited them back. And they all jumped on. They were like, I wanted to, heck yes. Sorry, you started to say something else.
That's okay. We have the delay ready there,
right,
Donna. We knew you were coming.
But they all jumped on, too. And I was a former chef. I'm a former pastry chef, and my partner from when I was a chef, she was one of the first people I called, Anita Hirsch, who's been in Dallas as a corporate executive chef for Neiman Marcus for many years. And she hasn't been back here in 10 or 15 years, and she said
she
absolutely.
She is going to love it.
Yes, exactly. She jumped on. Nate Appleman, who you just said, Nate started with Jean Robert. Tony Ferrari started with Jean Robert. Jean Robert figures a lot in many ways in this festival. But yes, everybody we asked, we were so amazed. I'm, getting a little verklempt.
Talking about the Cincinnati Food and Wine Classic taking place next weekend. If you have a question, 513-419-7100. We only have a couple of minutes left. So how do you want to pitch this? You said you've been trying to keep it a little bit small. Here we are a week out. I know things for you are probably just beginning to pick up speed, but you still have, I'm sure, tickets to sell. Sell them. You get a minute and a half to do. No prices or anything that. We have a connection, by the way, a link on our website, wvxu.org, to their website and ticket info and the like. But you got a minute. Pitch it hard.
This is not an event that's been done in the city, so it's a completely new experience. It's going to wow you. You know, I don't think that you're going to be hungry after this weekend. So, I mean, there's just so much going on, truly, and it's just going to be such an amazing experience.
Wear stretchy pants.
Don't wear heels.
Right. Don't wear spike heels.
Yeah.
We're on grass and wear stretchy pants.
Right.
But yes, and also there's just a lot of people that you would not be, that you'd only be able to see here. If you want to meet Andrew Dalton from Bon Appetit, you need to come to this. But right. We hope everyone will come. The tickets are still available at CincinnatiFoodAndWineClassic.com.
Well, thank you, ladies, for being here today, and look forward to next weekend for sure.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Donna Kovret and Courtney Sestoris, who are the founders of the Food and Wine Classic, along with Kathleen Norris from Urban Fast Forward, who's been an advisor for the event. The Cincinnati Food and Wine Classic takes place at Washington Park on September 12th and 13th. That's next Friday and Saturday. There is a link to their website where you can find ticket information, a full rundown of all the types of passes that are available, as well as everyone who's showing up and all the activities that are happening. Check it out at wvxu.org. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. You can find archives and links for Cincinnati Edition stories at wvxu.org. Technical director for today's show was Kevin Rowinski. Producer was Pete Breitmeyer with help from Jim Nolan. William White composed the Cincinnati Edition theme music. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Science Friday coming up next on 91.7 WVXU.